Jesus came to destroy the power of Satan over mankind. 2,000 years ago, God became a man to crush Satan's power over man. True love obeys God. Jesus is true love. As man, Jesus obeyed God perfectly. The perfect lamb. The perfect sacrifice. The time had come. All eternity, past and future, would depend on one event, one act, one sacrifice. Jesus is true love versus Satan's evil. The final battle in the war for mankind. From his home in hell, Satan gave the command to kill Jesus. And from God, the Father, came the order for Jesus, the Son, to die. To die as a lamb, led to the sacrificial altar. No struggle, no defense. True love knelt down in a quiet garden and accepted his Father's will. From Adam, Satan had controlled man's evil desires. Satan's disease makes man's heart evil, deceitful, and desperately wicked. Man's evil heart desires Satan's will. The greedy heart of Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss. The ignorant hearts of soldiers arrested Jesus. The jealous hearts of the religious leaders falsely accused Jesus. The fearful heart of Pilate condemned Jesus to death. The cruel and violent hearts of soldiers stripped Jesus naked. They took whips encrusted with bits of rock and sharpened metal and whipped him bloody. The soldiers shoved the crown of thorns into his forehead and placed the silly reed in his hand. They jeered and played with him. They slapped him. They taunted him. True love bent his head in obedience to the Father. True love took the rough and heavy cross upon his broken body. True love's wrists and ankles were nailed to a wooden cross. And true love was left alone to die. Alone? What about God? What about Jesus' own Father? Hanging on the cross, Jesus cried out, "Father, Father, why have you left me?" God cannot stand sin. Jesus had become sin. Jesus had become everything wrong with mankind. Everything wrong since Adam. Every evil, every sin, God placed on Jesus. Jesus was punished for every sin that had been, and every sin that would be. We know the only punishment for sin is death. God cannot let sin exist. It must be put to death. Jesus took all sin upon himself. Jesus took all the penalty, all the punishment. All the suffering of our sins upon himself. How can Jesus do that? Because he is God. Because he is infinite. Jesus is able to take infinite punishment and suffering. Jesus took our sins and was punished for them. Jesus died for your sin. Jesus took your place. True love died for you. Accept the fact that your brokenness is dead. Accept the fact that Satan's control over your life is finished. Accept the fact that your desire to disobey God has been rooted out. Admit that Jesus died in your place. Accept that you are now free to obey God. You are now free to choose true love. Jesus' blood and sacrifice is all you need. The blood of Jesus completely covers your sins from God the judge. Admit to Jesus you have done wrong. Accept his sacrifice for you. Allow his blood to cover you from punishment and judgment. Accept that you have been born again.